No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today, folks, is the 30th day of December. We're so close. We are so close, but we're here. We're one step further to the finish line. I know some of you are limping, some of you are crawling, and some of you are just not even here. And I get it. Boy, right now, do I get it. The blues, I just gotta be real honest, they snuck in. And, sometimes there's not enough prayers. Sometimes there's not enough breathing techniques and tools. But let's limp in together, because we're almost there. Today we're going to read Revelation chapters 12 through 18. And this week we are reading the Christian Standard Bible. Revelation chapter 12. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in labor and agony as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven. There was a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head were 7 crowns. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in heaven and hurled them to the earth. And the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she did give birth, it might devour her child. She gave birth to a son, a male who was going to rule all nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God to be nourished there for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels also fought, but he could not prevail, and there was no place for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was thrown out, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, and the one who deceives the whole world. He was thrown to earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have now come, because the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accused them before our God day and night, has been thrown down. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not love their lives to the point of death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you with great fury, because he knows his time is short." When the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, so that she could fly from the serpent's presence to her place in the wilderness, where she was nourished for a time, times and half a time. From his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river flowing after the woman to sweep her away with a flood. But the earth helped the woman. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river that the dragon had spewed from his mouth. So the dragon was furious with the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep the commands of God and hold firmly to the testimony about Jesus. The dragon stood on the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 crowns, and on its heads were blasphemous names. The beast I saw was like a leopard, its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. The dragon gave the beast his power, his throne, and great authority. One of its heads appeared to be fatally wounded, but its fatal wound was healed. The whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. They worshiped the dragon because he gave authority to the beast, And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to wage war against it?" The beast was given a mouth to utter boasts and blasphemies. It was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It began to speak blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his dwelling, those who dwell in heaven. And it was permitted to wage war against the saints and to conquer them. It was also given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All those who live on the earth will worship it. Everyone whose name was not written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slaughtered. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen. If anyone is to be taken captive, into captivity he goes. If anyone is to be killed with a sword he will be killed. This calls for endurance and faithfulness from the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast on its behalf and compels the earth and those who live on it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. It also performs great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in front of people. It deceives those who live on the earth because of the signs that it is permitted to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who live on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. It was permitted to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast could both speak and cause whoever would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And it makes everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, the beast's name, or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, because it is the number of a person. Its number is 666. Then I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven like the sound of cascading waters and like the rumbling of loud thunder. The sound I heard was like harpists playing on their harps. They sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, but no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who have not defiled themselves with women since they remained virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were redeemed from humanity as the first fruits for God and the Lamb. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless. Then I saw another angel flying high overhead with the eternal gospel to announce to the inhabitants of the earth, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. He spoke with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." And another, a second angel followed, saying, "It has fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen. She made all the nations drink the wine of her sexual immorality, which brings wrath." And another, a third angel, followed them and spoke with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he will also drink the wine of God's wrath, which is poured full strength into the cup of his anger. He will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the sight of the holy angels and in the sight of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment will go up forever and ever. There is no rest, day or night, for those who worship the beast and its image, or anyone who receives the mark of its name." This calls for endurance from the saints who keep God's commands and their faith in Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." Yes, says the Spirit. So they will rest from their labors, since their works follow them. Then I looked, and there was a white cloud, and one like the Son of Man was seated on the cloud with a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one who was seated on the cloud, "Use your sickle and reap, for the time to reap has come, since the harvest of the earth is ripe." So the one seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Then another angel, who also had a sharp sickle, came out of the temple in heaven. Yet another angel, who had authority over fire, came from the altar, and he called with a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the vineyard of the earth, because its grapes have ripened." So the angel swung his sickle at the earth and gathered the grapes from the vineyard of the earth, and he threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. Then the press was trampled outside the city, and blood flowed out of the press, up to the horses' bridles for about 180 miles. Then I saw another great, an awe-inspiring sign in heaven, 7 angels with the 7 last plagues, for with them God's wrath will be completed. I also saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had won the victory over the beasts, its image, and the number of its name, were standing on the sea of glass with harps from God. They sang the song of God's servant, Moses, and the song of the Lamb. "Great and awe-inspiring are your works, Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Lord, who will not fear and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, because your righteous acts have been revealed." After this, I looked, and the heavenly temple, the tabernacle of testimony, was opened. Out of the temple came the 7 angels with the 7 plagues, dressed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes wrapped around their chests. One of the 4 living creatures gave the 7 angels 7 golden bowls filled with the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. Then the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one could enter the temple until the 7 plagues of the 7 angels were completed. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the 7 angels, "Go and pour out the 7 bowls of God's wrath on the earth." The first went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and severely painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and who worshipped its image. The second poured out his bowl into the sea. It turned to blood like that of a dead person, and all life in the sea died. The third poured out his bowl into the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. I heard the angel of the waters say, "You are just, the Holy One who is and who was, because you have passed judgment on these things, because they poured out the blood of the saints and the prophets. You have given them blood to drink. They deserve it." I heard the altar say, "Yes, Lord God, the Almighty, true and just are your judgments." The fourth poured out his bowl on the sun. It was allowed to scorch people with fire, and people were scorched by the intense heat. So they blasphemed the name of God, who has the power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. The fifth poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and its kingdom was plunged into darkness. People gnawed their tongues because of their pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they did not repent of their works. The sixth poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Then I saw 3 unclean spirits like frogs coming from the dragon's mouth, from the beast's mouth, and from the mouth of the false prophet. For they are demonic spirits performing signs who travel to the kings of the whole world to assemble them for the battle on the great day of God the Almighty. Look, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who is alert and remains clothed so that he may not go around naked and people see his shame. So they assembled the kings at the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. Then the seventh poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne saying, "It is done." There were flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake occurred like no other since people have been on the earth. So great was the quake. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered in God's presence. He gave her the cup filled with the wine of his fierce anger. Every island fled, and the mountains disappeared. Enormous hailstones, each weighing about 100 pounds, fell from the sky on people, and they blasphemed God for the plague of hail because that plague was extremely severe. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me. "Come, I will show you the judgment of the notorious prostitute who is seated on many waters. The kings of the earth committed sexual immorality with her, and those who live on the earth became drunk on the wine of her sexual immorality." And he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had 7 heads and 10 horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, adorned with jewels and pearls. She had a golden cup in her hand filled with everything detestable and with the impurities of her prostitution. On her forehead was written a name, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the detestable things of the earth. Then I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the witnesses to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you so astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with the 7 heads and the 10 horns that carries her. The beast that saw you was and is not and is about to come up from the abyss and go to destruction. Those who live on the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast that was and is not and is to come. This calls for a mind that has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman is seated. They are also 7 kings. 5 have fallen. 1 is, the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must remain for only a little while. The beast that was and is not is itself an 8th king, but it belongs to the 7 and is going to destruction. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they will receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have 1 purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will conquer them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Those with him are called chosen and faithful." He also said to me, "The waters you saw where the prostitute was seated are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The 10 horns you saw and the beast will hate the prostitute. They will make her desolate and naked, devour her flesh, and burn her up with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to carry out his plan by having 1 purpose and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman you saw is the great city that has royal power over the kings of the earth." After this, I saw another angel with great authority coming down from heaven, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. He called out in a mighty voice, "It has fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen. She has become a home for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, and a haunt for every unclean and despicable beast. For all the nations have drunk the wine of her sexual immorality, which brings wrath. The kings of the earth have committed sexual immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown wealthy from her sensuality and excess. Then I heard another voice from heaven, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins or receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Pay her back the way she also paid, and double it according to her works. And the cup in which she mixed, mix a double portion for her. As much as she glorified herself and indulged her sensual and excessive ways, give her that much torment and grief. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, I am not a widow, and I will never see grief. For this reason, her plagues will come in just one day, death and grief and famine. She will be burned up with fire, because the Lord God who judges her is mighty. The kings of the earth, who have committed sexual immorality and shared her sensual and excessive ways, will weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke from her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe the great city, Babylon, the mighty city, for in a single hour your judgment has come. The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their cargo any longer. Cargo of gold, silver, jewels and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk and scarlet, all kinds of fragrant wood products, objects of ivory, objects of expensive wood, brass, iron and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh and frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour and grain, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and slaves, human lives. The fruit you craved has left you. All your splendid and glamorous things are gone. They will never find them again. The merchants of these things who became rich from her will stand far off in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe the great city, dressed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, jewels and pearls, for in a single hour such fabulous wealth was destroyed. And every shipmaster, seafarer, the sailors, and all who do business by sea stood far off as they watched the smoke from her burning and kept crying out, who was like the great city? They threw dust on their heads and kept crying out, weeping and mourning, woe, woe the great city, where all those who have ships on the sea became rich from her wealth, for in a single hour she was destroyed. Rejoice over her, heaven, and you saints, apostles, and prophets, because God has pronounced on her the judgment she passed on you. Then a mighty angel picked up a stone like a large millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, in this way, Babylon the great city will be thrown down violently and never be found again. The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeteers will never be heard in you again. No craftsman of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again, and the voice of a groom and bride will never be heard in you again. And this will happen because your merchants were the nobility of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints, and of all those slaughtered on the earth. Jesus, I thank you that you are near to us, whether we feel you or not. Whether we want to acknowledge your presence or not, you are here. And I thank you for your word, God, even the ones that we don't yet understand. I acknowledge, God, that your word does not say, feel me and touch me. Your word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Sometimes we look for a feeling, and we should be tasting you, taking you at your word, being with you. And some days and sometimes that's just hard. But may we cling to the promise even more so, that whether we can feel you, whether we can taste your goodness, whether we can acknowledge or want to acknowledge that you are near, whether we can understand your word, you are good. You are for us. You are with us. And you will never leave us. May we never leave you. And our feelings and our inability to understand just yet, and our brokenness and our weakness and our depression and our anxiety and our turmoil and the chaos, may we choose peace, the Prince of all peace, and may we be peace. I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is the website, that is the free app. That's where you check it out. If you haven't, take a look around, download the app, send it to a friend. If you would like to partner with us in this couple of final days in the year of the 20th year before we turn 21. Well, we won't turn 21 till this time next year, but we'll enter our 21st. The Daily Audio Bible is almost legal. Isn't that something? If you'd like to partner with us, several different ways for you to do so. If you're giving by mail, so sorry, I just got lost for a second. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit Give up at the top right-hand section. Lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on that per line, or utilizing the app again, hit the red circle button up the top midsection. When you are finished, hit submit, turn that wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. Well, wow, and well, wow. We're gonna finish this year together tomorrow. And wow, there's just all kinds of emotions coming up with where we're at, and that the reality is starting to sink in. The journey of this year is almost over. And I don't know about you, but this has been truly one of the hardest years of my life. And I know that's true for some of you as well. So I'm gonna try to put on some semi-fancy shoes tomorrow to show up. But I also just think I want to say that it's okay for us to feel whatever it is that we're feeling. The hardness of this year, the exhaustion of life, the fatigue, even in my brain today, and just the totality of things that have taken place. So if this is you, I see you, I stand with you, and I'm linking arms, I'm grabbing your hand, I'm reaching back, and we'll just pull each other up together, and we'll show up in this final day, and we'll turn the page, and we'll start brand new. And I'm so grateful for the promise of all things new. I'm Jill. Until tomorrow. love one another.
Hi, DAPC family. I already recorded this for the DAB community prayer, but I knew that my prayer warriors on DAPC would pray mightily for this prayer request. I would like to lift up my cousin Mason and his parents, Greg and Leanne. Mason has had some addiction issues and made some foolish choices, like many of us do. But Mason made a very serious decision, and he's now in prison. He's going to be there for some time. And I just would like to pray for his salvation unto you, salvation of his family, and, you know, just peace and comfort. Father God, we just lift up Mason, Leanne, and Greg to you. We just pray that you would just reveal yourself to them in a mighty way. Come to them in dreams, visions, and visitations. Lord, use this time that Mason is in prison to just turn his heart towards you. Help him turn his life around towards you. Let him be a witness to your saving grace to the rest of the world. Let him minister to the prisoners, and let him minister to people on the outside when he is done with his sentence. Just work a mighty miracle in this family. And we just thank you in advance for everything that you're doing in their lives. We just pray all these things in your mighty name, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Hello, this is Daughter of a Silversmith, and I speak peace and mercy over each of you. Diana from Florida, thank you so much for the prayer for my family, Darren and Caleb and their son, Rev. I want to pray for everyone. Lord Jesus, I pray you be with this whole community. You know the things that are going on. Children being grown in the womb. Marriages staying together. And families being restored in you, Father. I pray that you'll be with every one of these. Any parent that's having difficulty with a child, a spouse, or anything that's going in any family, I pray you speak to each of their hearts right now, Father, that this prayer is for them, and that you'll be with them, that you'll watch over them, Father. I pray that you'll sanctify and convict them, illuminate them, and enlighten them in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you'll watch over them. Father, anybody in the family that is blinded by the devil, I pray that you'll remove their demonic blinders, and the word, your truth, will no longer sound like foolishness to them, that it will come with power, and they will know of you, Lord, and that they will have a desire to know you and to seek your face. I pray you'll be with each and every one of them. I pray that you give them hope, you give them mercy, and you give them peace that surpasses all understanding through everything that each of us is walking through. I love you, Father. You are everything. You are life. You are my very breath. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you all.